Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
300 unaccompanied children, some as young as seven, are among 1,500 migrants subjected to surprise evictions by French police at the ports of Calais and Dunkirk. The evictions coincide with the announcements by the French President Emmanuel Macron that his government will take a tougher line on immigration. In a moment, I'll discuss the politics of this with Emmanuel Sean Quinlivan of UCC. But first, I'm joined by Martina Villa, Communication Executive with Doctors of the World. And Martina has spent the past few days in Calais and in Dunkirk. Describe what you saw. Describe these evictions, Martina, please.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary. So I guess the first key point is that there are two different types of settlements currently in Dunkirk. One was the state-run facility of Grand Synth, and then the other is a sort of more informal camps that are just like tents pitched around fireplaces in the forest. The evictions in the main camp of Grand Synth took place on Tuesday morning, and people were put on buses with very little idea about where they were going next, no information about what was happening. And also we have reports that around at least 20 children were actually put on buses with adults because their age was misinterpreted by the forces on the ground. We also then saw the informal camps. We went there on an outreach mission with Doctors of the World to check on the situation. And we found out that also the informal camps had been evicted. The people there told us that the police had encircled the areas in the morning, had took away all their tents, had thrown their food and water in the fire, and there were some arrests and violence.
Had they any advance warning that this was about to happen?
So we knew that the camp of Grand Synth, the state-run one, was going to be evicted, but we didn't quite know whether it was last week or this week.
So people didn't really have any opportunity to gather what possessions they own before being bundled onto buses?
No, and they were asked to leave tents. So straight after the people were put on buses, a team of cleaners sort of came around and started rounding up the belongings of the people and throwing them away. And actually, the day after, I was on one of these outreach missions, and we met some of the young boys that had been taken to Lille on one of these buses. And they had come back straight that night to Dunkirk. And now they had no food and no water, also no tents. They were just bundled up in blankets.
Did you see others with physical or emotional health difficulties arising from both their time in this camp and, I suppose, the experiences of not knowing where they're going to be?
Oh, definitely. We see the mood in general is really low. So these people come often from very difficult circumstances in their home countries. They had a really challenging journey, and now they're stuck in a place with very little options about the future, in a sort of limbo, and with constant harassment by the police, constant evictions, particularly in Calais. So we're seeing lots of mental health issues. There were some incidents of attempt suicides, self-harm, and the mood is very, very low. We also routinely see people with respiratory issues due to sleeping in the forest, breathing problems, rashes, cuts from the barbed wire, and bruises.
Both Calais and Dunkirk, there's a long history here of transient migrants trying to get to and resettle in the UK. But what types of facilities, Martina, would you like to see the French and the British authorities provide?
So we would like the French authorities to put in place a sustainable reception facility, particularly for minors along the coast, to allow people to access their fundamental rights and protection. And then as Doctors of the World UK, we would like to see the government providing safe and legal routes for people seeking asylum in the UK, particularly because we see many families and accompanied children desperate to be reunited with their loved ones, and people just really wanting a chance to a better life and to be finally safe.
Martina Vila from Doctors of the World, thank you very much. But we are going to stay with this story and discuss the politics of all of this now with Emmanuel Siún Quinlevin, lecturer in European politics in UCC. Emmanuel, Mr. President Macron has now signalled his intention. He's going to take a firmer line on immigration. What's he been saying?
Yeah, he made a declaration in front of the majority MPs about his political party, La République En Marche, not becoming what he calls a bourgeois party. So basically, when he was elected with votes from the centre-left and the centre-right broadly. But little by little, his party has definitely moved towards the right of the political spectrum. And his argument is that a bourgeois party is defending nice liberal views on immigration, but completely detached from the reality of living in areas where migrants have arrived in numbers. Mm. It also coincides, what he's trying to do basically is to find the niche between the hard line taken by Marine Le Pen and the reluctance of the Socialist Party for years now to deal with the reality of immigration and what it means to live in, you know, like areas and banlieue and etc., where immigration, en masse immigration, has been a reality. Mm. So he's trying to find this niche, and very clearly he's starting his campaign for the presidential election. He's halfway through his mandate, and that's what he's doing.
And that, of course, is very important to bear in mind in what he's doing here. Is he perhaps as well being mindful of the lessons for Angela Merkel? She welcomed migrants to Germany. She ended up, I suppose, handing a political victory to the anti-migrant, the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland party. He's trying to avoid the same fate.
Yes, absolutely. He saw that there was absolutely no electoral wins in opening up borders. Now, Macron, during his first presidential campaign, had quite a soft approach to immigration. But we've seen now, even in the first part of his mandate, you know, the story about the Aquarius ship that was refused docking by Salvini in Italy. Macron lectured Salvini about not allowing this boat to dock. But nonetheless, he didn't allow that boat to dock in France. It had to go to Spain. So it's not completely new. But yes, certainly he saw that Angela Merkel won nothing through changing the discourse on immigration. And he has no intention of fighting that battle. And he's falling in line with the mood of the public opinion at the moment, which is let's close borders and be tough on immigration.
Emmanuel Siún Quinlevin from UCC, thank you. It's half past